every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. Mike McDowd is also off again this week, that rascal. He must be vacationing. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question, and Russell has some trivia questions for us. Plus, I do have, of course, my little silly joke of the week, but go ahead.
No, it's for you. The trivia questions aren't for the fan. I mean, they are for the fans, but they are. It's you know, I want to see what you know. Some cartoon trivia, since you.
Oh, cartoon trivia.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know that for Popeye, it used to be broccoli, and they changed it to spinach because they changed it.
Although they did do a cartoon once a long time ago, where they talked about Popeye's origin, and he was in Greece, and he ate garlic to get strength.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing that.
And then Pluto cut off all the garlic and made it all die, and so he had to eat spinach as a substitute. And then he learned that spinach...
When was that? The 1920s?
Oh, gosh. That's from the 40s or early 50s.
So, oh, okay. You know. That goes back just a way.
Yeah.
So... Last Sunday basically was our last regular season of the NFL, and I gotta say that Steelers Ravens game was one for the ages.
And there's nothing regular about that. There was nothing regular about that. Yeah. There may have been the last game of the regular season, but there's nothing regular about that game.
No, but and that's what makes football exciting. I mean, sometimes you go, you know, these games are like, who cares? I mean, first of all, it was a very important game, but then also the way the back and forth and the kickers being so important in that game.
Oh, yes.
All right. So anyway, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Russell Jackman. Oh, we got a lot of sports stuff to
Me
talk
too,
about.
Me too, but the first thing that I have to start with, is did you at all watch the Warriors play against the Charlotte Hornets?
I didn't. I was looking, watching other stuff, but go ahead.
Did you see the uniforms for the Charlotte Hornets?
No.
Go ahead and look them up right now. And I ask everyone who's on the internet, look at the Charlotte Hornets uniform.
Oh, the uniform. I thought you said unicorns.
Yeah, well, they would have been more appropriate for if they were unicorn uniforms.
Hornets uniform. Yeah, sometimes I wonder if they do it just to keep... which ones? The orange ones?
The orange ones.
You don't like
that,
huh?
Imagine staring at that for 2.5 hours on TV. Well,
you know what? Maybe that's, they're trying to get an edge.
Yeah, that they give everybody a headache by looking at these melted orangesicles. That, you ever have a creamsicles, the orange creamsicles? Yeah. That's what those uniforms look like.
Well, I gotta say, with all the tattoos, I think that's LaMelo Ball. It takes your eyes away from the orange. So,
It doesn't. It was just even the announcers were saying, you know, that might be part of the strategy is to just give your opponents a headache by looking at just. Such. And then the 49ers had god awful uniforms on Sunday that a lot of people are blaming for losing the game.
Was that the black? They were in the black.
Yeah,
ones?
Black. They had black, but they had two red stripes on their pants, and they three stripes on their shoulders. And then they used the 3D numbers, but the old style saloon font.
Oh yeah, I don't really care for that.
And a lot of people said that the combination between the 3D and the saloon font made the numbers unreadable from a distance, and even the announcers were having a hard time reading the numbers on the guys.
You know, so is the reason just to try to sell more uniforms?
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, it is, and you know, because for every alternate uniform, there's not a handful, but thousands of fans that run and trample each other over to be the first one on the block with the cool new alternate uniform.
Not unless it's ugly.
Well, Utah earlier had like a lime green uniform going that was just...
Well, also, look what they do sometimes to the court.
Yes.
I think it's Oregon, like for college.
Utah did it too. Utah had a lime green court for a while. And it's. I mean, I appreciate the love of color, but you can tell that future generations are going to go back and look at this and say, "What was wrong with you guys?"
Now, I do have to say that. Do you remember, like, when they were coming out with Thursday Night Football? I don't know if they just started doing that then, but they came out with these really bright colors in football. I actually kind of thought that they were kind of cool. I know a lot of people hate it.
Well, that's what they're counting on. People like you going out and running out and buying your favorite player's jersey, you know, and having a closet full of all these alternate jerseys. For all the times that they decide, now we're going to go. And what does bother me, like in the case of a team like Charlotte, is that they've been established as a teal and white team since their origin. So where do you get orange from? You know, I can understand if you're going back to like colors that they used to wear in the 40s and 50s, and you're making that kind of a tribute to the previous uniforms. But when you come up with orange, and that has nothing to do with Charlotte and their history.
Also, if you remember, the Texas Rangers always were blue, and then suddenly they just decided we're going to be red.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing as all heck, and you start going like, which team are you looking at? There have been times where the Warriors have worn black outfits. And they're playing up against like San Antonio, which is supposed to be black.
You can't do that. No, and the slate colored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. And then you start going, wait, what team am I really watching? You know, it's a little bit easier with football. You know what? And another thing I hate about football is when the players wear yellow on the bottoms of their cleats.
Okay. Why?
Because it looks like there's a flag half the time that's been thrown.
Oh, maybe if it's yellow. Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, and so you see, you know, a player, you know, just fall over and you think, oh my gosh, there's a flag, you know, on the play because you see a flash of yellow. And then you're like, no flag.
Okay. I've got the solution for basketball. Just go back to shirts and skins like we used to do.
Yeah, shirts and skins. Exactly. I think what they would have done that, but then Oliver Miller came around, the late Oliver Miller. Came around and they said, no, shirts on all the time. You know, dinner bell, Mel Turpin.
What's the reference for Oliver Miller?
Oh, he weighed like 300 pounds.
I know. It's so funny. I remember many, many years ago, I used to, my brother allowed me, he's 5 years older. And sometimes when I was like 13 years old, he'd let me play with he and his friends, you know, they're 18 year olds. Right. And there was this one guy who came from Irish descent and he, for whatever reason, was always skins. And this guy profusely sweated like crazy. And I never wanted to guard him. I never wanted to be around him. You know, it was just, it's like, yeah. In fact, the movie, I think it was Along Came Polly.
Yes. That is exactly what I was about to mention. And they have that one slow motion scene where he runs into the guy with super hair. Yeah. Do you remember a Randy Brewer who he was a center for Milwaukee and also played for the Kings? And he and Paul McKeskey were also on Milwaukee. You can look them up. Those guys were human carpets. They basically, it was like watching a shag carpet playing basketball. And
if
they
I
were
was
known.
A defender, I think I'd run after him with deodorant all the time.
And then there was the wrestler George the Animal Steele. Do you remember him?
Yeah, him, yeah.
And they called him the Animal because he had enough back hair that, you know, you could... basically you could
Butterbean also a big sweater.
He was a big sweater, but he didn't have a lot of hair. He was just a big giant lump of flesh that could knock people's jaws the other direction once he hit him. I love the Butterbean fights though. I did. I did.
You got me to watch some of those and he's got, it's interesting. I knew a guy who was probably 100 pounds heavier than Butterbean.
Oh God.
And He told me he got into a little scuffle with one guy, and because this big guy had like short arms, he was able to just really just do a quick punch really fast and just put all his weight behind it.
Yeah, if you put all your weight in there and you weigh 400 pounds, you're going to put someone in the next week.
Yeah.
But getting back to football, I wanted to remove my previous apology to everyone that I said that Pete Carroll had been fired during the season, and he wasn't fired during the season because he just got fired today.
There you go.
I retract that apology. In fact, I was omniscient. I was prescient to see that he would get fired. And I don't like to take joy in a Redwood High School alumni losing his job.
By the way, for the audience, that's local for us who are recording the show in Northern California.
Hey, it's the school that brought you Gavin Newsom and Buddy Biancolana, our friend.
Buddy's fine. Let's not talk about Gavin. Let me tell you what. We have give me your trick, your quick cartoon trivia question before we go to the real trivia.
What was the name of Johnny Quest's dog?
Bando. Bandit.
Yes, there you go.
Not
very
bad,
good.
Huh?
Very good.
What was his sidekick's sidekick's name?
Haji.
Yes. There you go.
Yes, I'm a big Johnny Quest guy.
I was a big Johnny Quest fan when I was a kid. All right, here's our trivia question. First trivia question. Now you have to listen carefully, okay? It's not a trick question, but you have to listen carefully. In bowling, what is the highest possible score for a single frame or in a single frame? What is the highest possible score in a single frame? Stay with us, Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Do not touch that dial.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell. Hopefully, you'll be back with us the following week. All right, trivia question number one. In bowling, what is the highest possible score in a single frame?
30.
Yes.
Because I know, because I just played, I just bowled with my kids like a couple months ago, which that used to be everybody's pastime for a weekend, and now there's only one bowling lane in all of Marin County.
No, it's not in Marin.
One in San Rafael, they closed?
They closed that. You have to go up to Petaluma.
Oh, my. Wow. I remember when there used to be like four bowling alleys in Marin.
There were three.
Three,
Country Club. I used to bowl in all of them. Okay. Go ahead. Give me your cartoon question before we go on to some more football.
Okay. What was the name of the dog from Tom and Jerry?
Oh. Are you talking about the big bulldog?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he had a big collar around him. Fido? No. Go ahead.
Spike. Because he had that spiked collar.
Yes. And, of course, we all know the Jetsons dog is named?
Astro or Rastro, if you say it like the way he would. Yeah.
Or George.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get back. Let's talk a little bit of football here. So Atlanta beats New Orleans, which kicks Tampa Bay out but gets Carolina in with a losing record.
And the coach gets fired.
Yes.
So that's the bottom line. Now, the coach, the guy that they got rid of, I'm trying to remember his name, in my opinion, made one of the dumbest moves in the history of football. When he, I'm trying to remember his name.
Go ahead. What was the move?
Yeah, he 2 years ago, he refused to play Bijan Robinson because he was upset at fantasy football players that were mad that he wasn't playing Bijan Robinson. And he said, I will show those fantasy fans what's up. And I, they can't tell me what to do. So he cut his nose off despite his face and didn't play one of the best running backs in the game right now.
That should have got him fired right there.
It should have. How he made another year was a good question for I don't know how he managed to make it through, but it just goes to show. Fantasy football people know a thing or two, and to try to not play a player because you want to show and that's one of the better players in football.
Especially if he's a really good player. You know what it reminds me of? There's a game many, many years ago. You may know this one. Eagles versus the Giants. The Giants just needed to take a knee and win the game. But the Giants coach was so upset with the Philadelphia coach, and I don't remember the reason for that, that Joe Pisarcik was the quarterback, and Larry Zonka had been traded from Miami Dolphins, where, he won the Super Bowl, to the Giants. And they called a play for it to be a handoff, and Zonka was apparently afterward. You find out he's saying, "What? Don't hand me the ball. That's a stupid play, right?" Well, sure enough, it gets fumbled, and Herm Edwards, who is on ESPN once in a while, right? He picks up the ball for Philadelphia and runs it back for a game-winning touchdown. And again, it was all because the coach wanted to try to humiliate the other coach rather than just win the game.
It was Raheem Morris. That's the guy who got fired for Atlanta.
Oh, Raheem Morris. Oh, yeah.
Raheem Morris. I mean, six coaches were fired over the
weekend. And at least one general manager.
Yeah. So, I mean, but getting back to Pete Carroll, you know, I just thought that was a terrible. I said weeks ago that he was a terrible match for being coach of the Raiders. And the Raiders are truly a team that is 3 years away from being 3 years away from being in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They need to just blow up the clown, so to speak. I don't know if you know what that reference is all about. When Jack in the Box in the early days, Jack in the Box did have just a happy-go-lucky clown. And they did an advertising campaign where they quote blew up the clown.
Yeah, that was
before
actually
they had corporate head. You know, the one that he is now.
Going back to the Raiders, Mark Davis is no Al Davis.
Mark Davis isn't even I'm trying to think of another Davis I can throw in there, but he's one of the most pathetic owners. I think he's glad that Fisher is coming to town so that Vegas could have someone else to point to and say, there's the worst coach in town. There's the worst owner in town. But the Raiders are in great danger of losing their novelty of being in Vegas. And I think that people aren't just going to come to Raiders games just for the sake of them being the Raiders. And I really hope that a lot of people here in the Bay Area finally divorce themselves, the Raiders, and just say, you know what? There's no point in following a team that's this bad.
They may end up rooting for the other team. The other team.
You can't sustain a team in your that only fans of the other team are going to go see. And I know Vegas is a huge traveling destination, but over time, you're never going to fill that arena completely with people that just root for the other team.
No, that's true. How many seats does it fill?
It's pretty big. It's like a 45,000 seat stadium. And, the Golden Knights did it right by winning a championship in their first couple of years. Because that keeps people.
You know what it could be? Honestly, it could be sort of like what you talked about the wrestling thing, where it's like, there's 45,000 capacity, but maybe half of that is all the big gamblers that get free tickets all the time, from all the various casinos.
Can't sustain it. You can't. And soon, because the big gamblers are going to say, no, we'd rather, give us a suite in the top. We don't want to waste our time. Because that's the other thing, is when you're at a Raiders game, you're not at the slots. You're not at the tables. So the two to three hours that you're watching a football game, you're not gambling.
There was a friend of mine who was a big gambler, and we were in Vegas, and they had him take a private plane to San Francisco to watch a 49er game and then fly him back to Vegas.
Wow. He must be a really big gambler.
Yeah, he was
by and large, they don't want people at the stadium because when you're at the stadium, you're not gambling. And
unless they're betting while they're there, that could be.
But you're not there at a slot machine. Think of how much money they earn every hour off of a slot machine when people are throwing down. $1 a play or $10 a play,
My guess is I know what you're getting at. It's really not the slots. It'd be more like the, blackjack.
Blackjack and poker and all that other stuff and pie gal. And
even poker is not that big because they just take a small rake. You're playing against other players rather than the house. So that's just more convenience. But yeah, blackjack would be the big one, I would
think. Roulette and all of that stuff. But, you can play 100 games in the time that you were, at a football stadium, and so that's money they're just not getting. And so, I think there's kind of a disincentive, it's a nice perk, but it's something that if they don't start winning, people are going to stop going. It's just, that's the formula of sports. And
it's funny, the Oakland A's were it was tough to fill that stadium. But even like Tampa Bay, even though they had a decent team, you know, with the Rays, it's the demographics too.
Yeah, and you know what kind of an experience you give to the people that come to the field. I mean, the Giants have been able to live off of the fact they won 3-5, and that Oracle Park is such a wonderful place to go see a baseball game.
And it's strategically located in San Francisco, where it's really easy to get to by ferry or bus. Or even, you know, even
but
parking.
That's going to wear off this year, I believe. If the Giants are in fourth place all season this year, if we're worse than Arizona, we're worse than LA, and we're worse than San Diego, I think people are going to stop coming for the sake of just coming. I mean, people will go to one or two games a year, but they're not going to go to 40 or 50.
Or it gets really expensive for parking and food. Food's really expensive.
Do you know how much? Just one question. You know how much for a competitive game, like let's say against Los Angeles or San Diego, how much parking is downtown if you want to park somewhere, like a private garage?
It's got to be $50.
Try 100.
Really?
Yes. My friends and I, we went to one game this year, and we all had to pay $25 each so that we could, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been better to take an Uber. All right.
That's right. Not from Novato. That will cost you more than $100.
Novato might have been more expensive. Okay, here's our second trivia question. In a standard deck of cards, which king does not have a mustache? And don't get in your cards out. You have to guess this without it. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Do not touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec.
Yeah, this is bad.
Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Enjoy fewer crowds and the fall leaves at the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa in beautiful Lake Tahoe, where it is the perfect time to be hiking. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplaces, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can also relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to make your reservations today. That's TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman. Our second trivia question: in a standard deck of cards, which king does not have a mustache?
I'm going to say it's the Suicide King, which I think is the King of Diamonds.
No, it is the Suicide King, which is the King of Hearts.
Hearts. I forget which one that is, but I get half credit at least because I knew that which one it was, but I didn't remember. I knew it was red. I knew it was red, but I didn't remember which one. Now, Dick Dastardly's dog. What was his name?
Say again?
Dick Dastardly's dog. Dick Dastardly from the Wacky Races.
And also the dogs.
It is. It was.
Yeah, I never really watched Dastardly. So, Spike Aroma.
No. Yeah. Muttley.
Muttley.
And he used to go.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I should have known that. Okay, here we got a couple of silly riddles of the week instead of jokes. What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
Nun sleeper. No, I don't know.
A Roman Catholic.
Oh, okay.
All right, you like that? And what do you call an old snowman?
Frosty the gerontologist. No, I don't know.
Water.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it depends on what part of the country it is. Some places it never warms up enough to.
That is true. I should have said in Denver,
Florida.
Let's say.
Yeah.
Florida, yeah, but you don't get too many snowmen there either. Not too many. Okay, so back to football. The 49ers, we'll move through a few teams. Jacksonville looks kind of fun and promising.
I never would have thought that. I'm really shocked. It was a year of real reversals. I mean, you don't have Baltimore in the postseason. You don't have the Chiefs in the postseason.
Yeah.
You don't have Detroit in the postseason.
Yeah.
You don't have Green Bay in the postseason. You don't have Green Bay. Is not in the postseason.
Oh, because aren't they playing the Bears?
Oh wait, no, you're right. They are. Yeah, they did. But the Vikings didn't make the postseason.
Well, the Colts should have been in there, but they lost a lot. The Texas, the Texans kind of came through.
It's because their defense is just amazing, and D'Amico Ryan is showing that he really was a great hire by Houston because Houston was going nowhere before they got D'Amico. And I kind of wish we still had him as defensive coordinator, even though I'm happy that Sala, I mean, it wasn't
I was watching the Texans game. They changed their logo, at least maybe for this week or whatever. It's kind of this weird H type thing rather than the
picture paddle of Texas. Yeah.
Is it picture of Texas or is it an old cattle?
It was like a picture of the state with stars on it and like a cowboy hat on top of it.
I thought it looked like an old, desert cattle who died, that head.
No, I think it was like a picture. I thought it was a picture of like the silhouette of the state. I mean, not the new one. I'm talking the old one.
Yeah. No, it's got horns in it.
That one. Yes. That wasn't a great logo either though.
No, you kind of wondered, it's like, why do they have an old dead cattle, looking one, but they do have the Lone Star in there. They came up with this H, I guess, for Houston, but it's a little odd because, who was Houston playing? Was it the Colts? Last week.
Let's see. Houston. Let me go look up the.
Because the thing is, Okay, because I looked at the coach's hat, and I couldn't, before I even saw what the logo was on the field, and I was trying to understand, I go, he looks like he's wearing a hat with the logo of the other team. And well, I go, that can't be right. And then I realized.
It's also, have you seen the Minnesota Twins logo for baseball?
No, how do they change?
It's got like a T and then a C. And the T looks like the T from the Texans. And the C looks like the Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Twin Cities. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, for Twin Cities. But they basically took the logo, the lettering from two other baseball teams.
Okay, the C looks like. The C looks like from the Reds, but what's the T?
It's Twin.
No. But I mean, you said they took it from two other teams.
Oh, the Texans. The Texas Rangers? Rangers. The Texas Rangers.
Oh, does that look like their T?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, yeah, when I first would look at that helmet, I would go like, "Oh, wait a minute," you know, or the baseball logo. I would be like, yeah. Going, "Wait a minute, is this?" Texas? Wait, no, is it Cincinnati? No, wait, no, it's Minnesota. Yeah.
But isn't it interesting, like, the Yankees haven't changed in 100 years, I think?
Why should they? It's a great logo. Giants haven't changed their logo, you know, ever. Yeah, the Giants, the San Francisco Giants.
No, but on their uniforms, then no, sure they have.
Oh, the logos, the uniforms have changed, but the SF stays the same.
No, sometimes it was the actual lettering of SF.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back in time because I remember sometimes it just says Giants.
The 49ers haven't. They used to have the cowboy that was shooting guns up in the air.
Yeah, that was good. That was really silly.
So I'm glad they just stayed with the SF.
Well, do you remember there was a time when they had a contest, give us like what the new logo should be, and someone came up with the actual number 4-9.
It was very unpopular.
I think they did it for maybe 1 year and everybody hated it.
No, they wanted to, and people were so mad at it that they didn't even debut it. They put it on some preseason helmets.
No, I remember seeing it. I remember seeing it on the field.
Yeah, because they played it in the preseason, but there were so many protests that they didn't actually wear it during the regular season.
Oh, okay. That's possible. It may have been just preseason that I was thinking of.
Yeah. It looked like the Long Beach 49ers logo. The 49ers from Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting.
And, you know, it's and really people got so mad at that. And they kept it as well. People were worried that the time that San Francisco was the 49ers were going to move. This was before they moved down to Santa Clara. And they said they were preparing the Niners to leave San Francisco and move, you know, to Southern California. And, you know, because they were afraid that they were going to move them to L.A. and take the SF off their logo.
Well, if you remember or if you've seen, so my daughter went to Tulane University, which had a pretty decent football team this year. You know what their logo is, what it looks like, and what the name of it is?
Tulane. I don't even know. I don't even know.
It's the Angry Green Waves. And if you look at the green wave, it kind of looks like the emoji of the poop, except that it's not. It's green, but it's angry. It's an angry green wave. I have no idea.
Shouldn't it just be the two lanes? They should just have like a highway with two lanes on it. two lanes.
You should suggest that. That would be very good.
I'm sure they're waiting for it. Speaking of college football, how about the fact that Ohio State lost to Miami and got clocked by them? You know, I mean, Miami absolutely, like, they didn't beat them by a ton of points, but their defense just totally.
Wait a minute, with Miami?
Yeah.
And for like in one of the bowl games?
Yeah, in the first round of the tournament.
Yeah, but for some reason I thought it was a different team they lost to.
No, I thought it was University of Miami U. You get that wrong?
I think so. Hold on here.
It wasn't Florida, was it? State
loss. Oh, okay. No, Indiana. Right?
Well, they lost in the season to Indiana. But Ohio State lost in the tournament.
You're right. I'm thinking
to Miami. But so much for Ohio State being, you know, the king of the.
I'm thinking of Alabama.
Right. And Alabama, you know, lost to Indiana. Yeah, that didn't surprise me so much.
But Indiana come, I mean, this year, yes, they've done phenomenal.
Yeah, I think Indiana's the inside track to being the number one team in football now. I thought maybe Ohio State could stop them, you know, but Ohio State didn't even make it to the next round.
No, Indiana's definitely got
I like the fact that it isn't just number one versus number two. We're seeing something, which is that the rankings doesn't really show you who the best team in college football is.
And injuries, the team, you know, you have to kind of follow the injuries too. Like, again, back to pro football, you know, the 49ers, Fred Warner, Bosa, Purdy, you know, with his thumb and all that, and the turf toe. And
yeah,
all
but
that
injuries kind of. Didn't wasn't what cost them in that game. I mean, CMC, CMC had the ball in his hands at the 1 yard line, and it bounced out and became an interception. If they could have even kicked a field goal at that point, it would have been 13-6, and it would have given the Niners a chance to maybe tie it up with a touchdown instead of having to go for two scores at the end, which they were never going to be able to get.
And now they got to be on the road the whole time.
Except if they make it to the Super Bowl, which is in San Francisco, so they would have home field advantage there. But they really could have used a bye. In fact, the news today is that Bethune is out for the season now, the postseason. One of their other pass rushers.
Like, yeah, the ankle or a knee issue?
Concussion, I thought.
No, but then I don't think it was a concussion on his.
Oh, wait, no, that was this earlier injury. Yeah, maybe it is his knee. I think it is his knee.
Yeah, which, you know, so
and
again,
I'll tell you, getting that first round bye for Seattle. I mean, Seattle won 14 games this year. We haven't really stepped back and said to ourselves, Seattle with 14 wins, that's as good as, like, any of the great 49er teams that won 14.
What happened to Sam Darnold? You know, he was decent with Minnesota. He played with us for a little bit. He could never really come into his own.
I saw the one game that he played as a 49er, and that was the final game against the Rams, and we lost thanks to Jake Moody not being able to kick a field goal and an extra point. You know, that's the only 49er game I've seen live at Levi Stadium, and it had Sam Darnold. And yeah, last year he beat us like a drum with Minnesota, and then this year he winds up costing us our first round, you know, bye and NFC title. So he is definitely the anti 49er. It is odd that he played for us, you know, because when he hasn't played for us, we had a kind of addition by subtraction. When we had him on our roster, at least it meant he couldn't go on the other side and beat us with whatever team he's playing for. But we somehow we did beat him in the first game of the season, but I think that was Seattle getting used to the coaching change. You know, we played him in game one, and we beat him in game one, but they have really gotten their stuff together.
Yeah, they definitely have. Okay, here's our last trivia question. What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? That's our trivia question. What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? Kind of a tough one. All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Third trivia question. What comes once in a moment, or once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in a thousand years?
And that is the letter T?
No, the letter M.
Or it's the letter I. It's the letter I.
No, it's the letter M.
M. Okay, sorry. I know, but you know what?
I'm going to give you half credit for getting the trickery of that, because that's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that, like, when you play Dungeons and Dragons, you run up against, you know, a ghost or something like that that is, you know, it says you can't pass unless you do the riddle. And it's the same one with, like, what walks on four legs and then two legs and then three legs.
That's the riddle of the Sphinx.
Yes, exactly. You know that answer?
It's a man.
It's a man.
Right. Yeah, baby, a baby, then a man, and then an old man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Very good. Yes.
All right. Any last comments before we do our thoughts of the day?
Well, I guess I want to know who you think is going to be in the Super Bowl.
Well,
it's going to represent the AFC and the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Denver looks pretty good, and Seattle.
Wow. Yeah. I could see the Rams going.
Stafford's got experience on that, too.
Yeah,
but one good thing I know you're celebrating is that OKC will not beat the Warriors' record for wins.
Yeah, in a way, I kind of wanted them to try because I was hoping that would exhaust them enough. They would maybe break the Warriors' record, but then fall apart in the playoffs, and then the Warriors wouldn't have that stigma of losing LeBron James and such.
Okay, here we go. Here's our thoughts of the day. So how do you know you're too drunk to drive? When you swerve to miss a tree, then realize it was your air freshener.
Okay, that would be a good tip. And don't drink and drive, people.
In other words, that's the first part. Okay, and then back in my day, we didn't have as many warning labels. You know, people weren't so stupid back then. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, your host. We'll see you next week.
Adios.